Thank you all. Well, like a lime to a lemon, the lemon to the lime, you will all understand Carl's reputation for rhyme in our listener limerick challenge coming up next. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924.
Was that a rap?
8924.
It was indeed a rap.
That's yes, as close from, as Peter gets to rapping.
I know. Yeah. It's from my record, Fear of a Public Radio Planet. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Mo, some alarming news. Yes. According to experts, the British tradition of Morris dancing, which looks a little bit like synchronized skipping while waving sticks, could be extinct within 20 years or less. Apparently, young people are not being drawn to it. Why?
Because it looks very silly.
Yes, because it is too embarrassing.
Yes.
That's why they don't want to do it. Morris dancing dates back to 15th century Britain, as do most of the people who still practice it. An organization known as the Morris Ring is sounding the alarm bells, or as they would have it, the alarum bells.
They're holding said bells attached to their knees.
Something
the
like that. They're holding a winter recruitment drive in the hope of replenishing their numbers. Recruiters have been showing up at malls and high schools where young people are, trying to coerce them to signing up. Part of their sales pitch, it's a useful way of disguising one's own tics or palsy.
And that's or restless leg syndrome.
Exactly. And at least it's not clogging, all right?
Can you imagine a bunch of bearded, podgy men in jumpsuits with bells on their knees showing up at your school and going like, hey, kid, join us.
Well, wait a minute. Why do you assume that they're probably in good shape from...
Have you never seen the Morris Dancers?
You got to check out the Morris Dancers.
Are they on video? I mean, can I...
Oh, yes.
Google Morris Dancers.
How big are the sticks?
The sticks vary in size, but they're not that big. I mean, it's weird because... another reason... But no,
they need to make the sticks bigger. They just need to make them bigger.
Afghan warlords.
We had our intern look up these videos, and she reported back. And she's very young and unexposed to this kind of thing, very easily shocked.
Wow.
And she reported back. She said it's as if people from the Renaissance were doing Star Wars lightsaber fights.
Maybe if Peter rapped, it would be cooler.
Truly.
You want a Morris, so join the chorus.
Yeah.
You other Brits can't ignore us.
Don't be a Boris. Come on. Get on the Floris.
I think Western culture would collapse into a black hole under its own dorky weight. It would.
Yes.
The only thing I don't quite understand is given the vast amount of dorkiness in the world,
yes,
and the vast amount of embarrassing thing teenagers are prepared to do, why are they suddenly have a sense of hesitation about this particular dorkiness?
So you two have never seen Morris dancing, is what you're saying.
It depends what website you go to.
I just want to say, as everybody knows, there's actually a lot of Morris dance enthusiasts among public radio listeners, so I'm sure they're going to be coming for us. But... you can hear the little bells in their knees before they get too close. So. We'll be safe. Adam, following on the heels of the auto industry and financial industry bailouts, what other cherished American economic engine is asking for a multi-billion dollar handout from the government?
It's the fine men and women of our nation's porn industry.
Yes. Yes. Hustler, publisher, Larry Flint. And the convicted felon who produces the Girls Gone Wild DVD, they say sales and rentals have dropped 22% over the past year. They want a $5 billion bailout for the money, they say. Congress will help support a homegrown American industry and get premium member access to the website. If the bailout attempt fails, the two say they'll go with Plan B, which is a series of economy-themed features, including bare naked sterns. Should I go on?
I have more. Oh, yes.
Did you really?
AI G-Spot.
Nice.
And, of course, their premiere feature, the stimulus package.
Yes, the stimulus package. But the most effective thing that could happen to save money is that members of Congress could star in the porn.
That would lead to certain efficiencies. Yeah. And the end of the pornography industry. Yes. Thereby accomplishing many goals at once. Yeah. So.
Diane, she's so Feinstein. featuring the minority whip.